billows.
Yep.
Neither you or I are fans of spiders.
Oh, I'm quite the opposite. I will be their downfall, hopefully, if I wasn't so icked out by them.
Icked out.
Yep.
Can you imagine billows? Home alone, like you live on your own.
Yes.
So you roll into a room.
Yep.
And there's a spider there.
Mm-hmm.
And you prancing around the house, squealing like a little sissy girl, because you are icked out by the spider.
I'm more likely to be frozen in fear, because if I run away, I won't know where the spider is. I've been trapped in a room by a spider before. It was on a mirror right by the door. I didn't see it when I walked in, and then as I went to leave, I could see it, and I'm like, oh, no.
See, this
I'm
is grossing
trapped.
Me out, just talking about this. Okay, there's a guy in West Seattle who accidentally torched his rental home after attempting to kill a spider. Not the most effective method, okay? So, and we don't encourage this kind of behavior, but he's basically gotten a paint can.
Spray paint.
Spray paint.
Yeah.
And his cigarette lighter.
Brilliant.
And he's just tried to, like, pull a super awesome flamethrower move on this spider. It was in his laundry.
I like the fact that even if he got the spider this way, there still would have been like a big paint stain.
Right.
And maybe he like painted the laundry and then went, oh, landlord's going to be upset with this. Better burn the house down.
Well, it cost a whopping $40,000 US to repair the house. Or it's going to cost $40,000 US to repair the house and another $20,000 to replace the incinerated objects inside. No word from the landlord, but we hear both man and spider escaped without injuries.
Oh, without injury. Oh, that's unfortunate. Not an overreaction at all. Burning down the house is a perfectly good way to get rid of a spider.
It's not.